time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Daily Devotional. Thank you so much for joining. When we consider the pit of Joseph found in Scripture, immediately our minds visualize a hole in the earth that is dim, that is dark, that is deep, and that is deficient of food, water, and other things needed for sustenance. We imagine that in this pit are snakes, or even scorpions, and other life-threatening reptiles and animals. It would seem like if the lack of food and water wouldn't have killed Joseph, certainly the animals would have. And if the animals didn't kill him, then perhaps his own reflections that it was his brothers who plotted, planned, and schemed for his demise. Seems like that would certainly be soul-crushing, soul-breaking for Joseph. We immediately have these visuals and concepts when considering the life of Joseph, but we are often unable to see the same degradation in our own pits. Those days when we don't want to get out of bed because we are depressed about the happenings of life, or we are anxious about things like COVID-19 or other things that are happening in our country and even our world. Maybe you're in a state that doesn't look like Joseph's, but is still a pit because you can't tell the difference between family, friend, or foe. And while we sink into our own pits, we have our own snakes that attempt to eat us from the inside out, that attempt to speak to us, worsening our condition. We fight animals in our own pits of gluttony to comfort ourselves while we're down. After really taking all of this into consideration, our own pits begin to not make Joseph's seem so far out after all. To make matters worse, when Joseph's brothers casted him into the pit, they took his coat. The colt was really a sign of his birthright that had passed over the 10 other brothers that were older than him and that by protocol should have went to Reuben. So now he's in a pit at the hands of his family with absolutely nothing. It is here that the life of Joseph teaches us a valuable lesson. That is, you are never without nothing. That even when family has failed you and left you for dead, or when all of your valuable possessions have been stripped away from you, you still have more than nothing. Glory to God. You see, even all that Joseph lost, he still had his dream. But his dream may not have always been enough in the pit to sustain him after considering all of what he seemingly lost. Not only did Joseph have his dream, but he had his God. Glory to God. And you've got to remember that even in your lowest of lows, you've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You've got the God who never slumbers, neither does he sleep. And as was said on yesterday, you've got the God that resurrected Jesus from the dead. Surely, if God could resurrect a lifeless Jesus who was nailed in his hands and nailed in his feet and pierced in his side, a crown of thorns placed on his head, given vinegar to drink, and then sealed in a borrowed tomb, surely he's able to lift you up. If you ever find yourself in a situation where Jesus is seemingly all you have, you've got to know, beloved, he's all that you need. Glory to God. So you can't die in your own pit, but you must live to see God turn around what the enemy meant for evil. Some will see this morning's title and say, oh my God, he's gone crazy using a double negative. But it's true, I never just have nothing. I guess I could have said I always have something, but I never just have nothing seems to just hit home a little better for me. Be reminded, beloved, you never just have nothing. Glory to God. You always have something, and that something is more than enough to pull you out of anything. Glory to God. I hope you're praising Him right where you are to know that you never just have nothing. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you that in you we never hit rock bottom. Glory to God. Or at least not in the manner the world believes. If we hit rock bottom, then that means we've managed to hit the rock, which is Jesus, which means we couldn't possibly have hit the bottom. Glory to God. Help us to remember in you, we always win, even in pit-like circumstances and situations. Rebuke the enemy that attempts to make us believe we are alone. We are never alone because you are always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. So be it. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. I pray that it's been a blessing to you, and I certainly pray that something that has been said today or this week has been an encouragement in your life. Remember, it's up to you to have a great day and a great weekend. Enjoy, get some rest, take time to love on your family, and don't forget to give God His due time as well. I look forward to seeing and talking to you again on Monday morning. May God bless you and keep you and restore you over this weekend. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.